This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. With no signs of peace on the horizon, NATO allies are considering providing more help for Russia to fight off Russia's invasion. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine's Western allies have sent the country around $70 billion in military aid. But now, with no peace negotiations on the horizon, the alliance is gearing up to send more, Stoltenberg adds. We cannot allow Russia to continue to chip away at European security. He added that there were no signs that Russian President Vladimir Putin is preparing for peace. NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels on Tuesday are to discuss how to step up support for Ukraine, including by continuing to strengthen armed forces. Stoltenberg said, "Our support is for the long haul." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, was in Ukraine Monday and pledged the organization's full support in working to preserve the nation's heritage as it weathers Russia's invasion. Following a tour of the capital, Kyiv, with Ukrainian officials, the UN Cultural Agency's Director General Audrey Azoulay told reporters they've been monitoring the damage to cultural and heritage sites since the invasion began to get a sense of what will be needed to repair and rehabilitate them. The UNESCO chief says she knows how vital and important cultural and education is in defining Ukraine's identity, and it has to be protected in times of war. This is